With Hanson in the studio right now on Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly. Good morning to everyone. Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
We were just having a chat. You know, oh, we're on the radio.
Absolutely. Now, I've been just kind of letting it happen. Carly, big fan of you guys. That's no real surprise. Welcome to WA, first of all.
Thank you very much.
And Carly's trying to keep it together right now.
She's doing great.
I did great, guys,
yeah,
right?
You're doing so good.
You're doing fantastic.
Zach, you kind of threw me when you threw yourself against the glass. Well, and I was like, oh my God, it's Zach.
You know, I was trying to give you some sort of, you know, shocking experience. Like you know.
And then when he took his shirt off, that's when it got really weird.
Yeah, that's when it got a little weird. But guys, I have been trying to keep it together because, and you guys would experience this all over the world, because you were just such a powerhouse back in the day, and for people like myself, you were really a part of my formative years and are attached to so much of my memories.
We love that.
So you would get this.
Definitely a teenager. All the stories.
But I feel like I revert back to that place, even just standing in the same room as you guys.
Now you know how we feel like when we go on stage.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk about on stage for half a second. I was looking at your set list that you guys have been doing. Mm-hmm. You open up with a different song, like every show.
Yeah,
we usually change the set every night. I mean, there are songs we play most nights. I mean, like songs like Bop, songs like Child at Heart from the new album. Like,
or Where's the Love, or if only different singles. You know?
We try and sort of keep in mind that there are fans that have been fans for years and years and years. So you want to hit those highlights, but you also, we have fans that travel to like every show on a tour.
Really?
And so for that group of people, you really want to mix in like, hey, I've never heard this one. I haven't heard this one in years. And so we just... Every night, it's a little bit of kind of looking at what city we're in. If it's the second night, like we're doing two nights in Perth.
Yeah.
So the second night will be much more different because there are fans that will be there for both shows.
I think the other thing, too, is we were students of people playing live shows back, honestly, when like the people in the machine, so to speak, around us when we first broke wanted us to just churn out, you know, okay, let's do the next single. And honestly, we probably would have been more, you know, more economically successful if we just done that. But we, being a live band, playing that live experience, having that connection, like you go deeper with an audience and vice versa, fan and a band and artist with an audience when you play a live show. And so it's, for us, it's part of the joy of getting to be a band is that every night's just a little bit different.
See, I'd be lazy. Yeah. I'd be doing the same thing every night. I guarantee it. I'd be like, I've been with the hit, but you know.
It's funny that you have to be really careful because
you go on autopilot if you do that
you go on
too much.
And then your brain literally,
you're like, oh, what song? Oh,
yeah.
It doesn't happen that often, but yeah, there are songs where, like, if you've played it a million times, say, Where's the Love? We play it almost every set. Like, you'll suddenly be like, wait. Am I in the second course or am I in the fourth course?
Just goes, I got this.
Oh my gosh. Ah! It's kind of shocking.
I'm thinking about after show pizza. Oh my God. Wait, third course.
Now, knowing that I was interviewing you guys today, I really indulged last night. And I went way back into the back catalog. Wow. And it made me wonder. So you've got artists like Taylor Swift, who is very famous for leaving Easter eggs for fans. And I was thinking, did you guys ever do Easter eggs early on before they were a thing, before the internet? Was there anything you ever left for fans that they never picked up on, like, say, a double meaning in a music video? Or because I was watching some of them and, like, I was like, even I was watching Weird, the Weird film clip. And
there's,
I was like, this is a great film clip, but I feel like there might be some Easter eggs in there.
Well, you know, there are
Easter egg. I mean, lots of inside jokes in videos, right? Lots of things like that where, you know, like there's a psychic hotline for Johnny in the Weird video, which is a reference to a different song from that same album. You know,
You were like the original Easter egg leavers.
We are the Easter bunnies of music, actually.
Yeah,
Zach actually lays actual eggs.
In the new album, we have three singles, and in the third video for the song Don't Let Me Down, we put Taylor as his character from one video, and Isaac as his character from another video. So they play like multiple characters as themselves and as, you know, there's lots of stuff like that.
It is true that just because of the age of where we all came up, we broke so young.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly how old you are, but I'm guessing similar age.
Yeah, 21.
You know,
exactly. We're all 21.
Yeah, 21, 25.
But like young kids.
The internet age was truly emerging, and so I think we were one of the first bands that truly had that experience of a global fan base that you could actually talk to. Like you could get on at the time message boards,
literally,
right? And so, like, thinking about the idea of Easter eggs or leaving secrets and leaving, like, that actually became a lot of.
Probably didn't
our
do
culture
as much as Taylor Swift has done it.
No.
She's kind of perfect.
She's like, she's more like the Easter egg mafia boss. You know, she calls in all the other pop artists and she's like, so I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse.
You're going to sing this lyric in your next song.
We're going to be collaborating. Then I'm going to make, yeah.
But speaking of people like Taylor Swift, I have to say, and please take this the right way.
Oh, no.
You are
no.
the least famous famous people. Like, you've never really dated, like, movie stars or fellow musicians.
Radio announcers.
Or maybe you kept it under the radar. You guys still live in your hometown. I feel like that has been very deliberate. Were you almost dragged into Hollywood? Did you ever spend time in LA and live
there? Well, I think the way we talk about it, a lot of people, so I have 5 kids, Taylor has 7, Isaac has 3. So people ask us, like, would you let your kids do music? And the thing I always say is, like, if they're doing it because they know they have something to give to the world, they have something to share. If you're doing it to be famous, if you're doing it to get attention, man, don't get into music. This industry will destroy your life. And so I think we've just...
That's same as radio, guys, just saying
that. So you have no soul left.
No, man. I'm an empty shell back here. Yeah.
I mean, it's hard. You know, it's hard to be on stage. People, in one way, you're making so many organic and natural and beautiful connections. Like, you know, you were talking about being connected to memories of music with us. But there's also a lot of people trying to make you into things and take things from you. And so you just have to be really grounded in who you want to be.
I think, boy, man, if you're involved in that... A whole other problem.
Doing cocaine at 11, like just
let's do that.
Was that your parents though stepping in and doing that? Because we see people like Drew Barrymore who were
They did all the cocaine for us.
Honestly, it was. I mean, it was because we had and have, you know, family that was real. It's not really. It's not so strange as a human, but it's strange when considering the nature of the industry that is entertainment, which is oftentimes depraved and celebrates being depraved as like how many people have you slept with this week? How many drugs have you done? It's like, guys, we're just probably more like you, like common sense, like probably not going to do that. That sounds like a bad idea. And if you know, if you look at our profession, it doesn't say celebrity, it says musician.
Absolutely.
You know, it's so true.
You're just a bunch of good boys. Well,
we've all done everybody's done stupid things. Everybody's like, you know, been made their, you know, sidesteps with, you know, things you'd like to not be shared with everyone in the world. But I think it's mostly just common sense, you know.
Cell phone cameras were not prolific.
Yeah.
In the early 2000s.
We had a little advantage too, I think. Yep. So we grew up listening to mostly music from the 50s and 60s. And so when you're growing up in the 80s and 90s, listening to the music that much before you, you've seen a lot of artists' entire career, or in some cases, their entire life, right? And you go like, oh, so that's what this might look like if I go down that path, or that's what it might look like if I go down this path. And so for us, we just saw the artists who had survived and kind of looked more at their careers and how they presented themselves and said, hey, Billy Joel's still doing it. Why did he become successful in that way? Yeah. Or Tom Petty, or... you know, at that point, Michael Jackson, like, oh, there's some amazing things and there's things I don't want to do there. And so you just...
And now we're getting kind of sort of serious, but it's not, we're just trying not make it too heavy handed. But the thing is, we actually, like, just to say that again, we actually got into making music.
Yeah.
And what happens if you're successful at anything, like if you become the most wealthy person selling whatever, you become, quote unquote, a celebrity. People know you. But that's, you're not, unless you're Kim Kardashian, you're not famous for being famous.
That
you
is
know?
Spot
you're
on.
Not just like, wow, you just are famous. I don't know why, but you know. And so that's actually like, we're actually interested in, oh, what's the next song? What's the collaboration? Where are you going? Where are you? I mean, that's the actual profession. And that's what is the energy that keeps driving you to the next tour, the next project.
Well, speaking of that tour, you know? Red, Green, Blue is the name of the tour. Sunday sold out. Monday, still some tickets left if you want to see Hanson in Perth. Thanks for coming in, guys. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
And Carly's going to pick up her jaw from the floor. And thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having us.